Today is Monday, May 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we went on a trip, and it was a good trip. So we were driving, and it's about a 9-hour drive from here to Houston. And so I took the entire day off Thursday, and I got up and recorded two episodes of Geeky Gay because I was going, you know, I pre-recorded the Friday episode. And there were a couple other things that I had to do. Mark needed an envelope, a postage paid, stamped, trackable thing. So I went to the post office, the little Taunty Town post office here. And I thought, I wonder if they have one of those machines. Because some of the post offices have machines where you can just go, you can punch in what you want. And it's a vending machine kind of thing where you can even weigh your article of whatever it is you're mailing, and it will print a stamp or whatever for the weight of the item that you've got. But it's a pretty small post office near us. And so I wasn't sure if they were going to have that. And now, you know, with all the mask stuff, I do live in Arkansas, so I'm sure everybody is, now that the CDC has said, oh, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Everyone in Arkansas, I think, this is just my guess, but I think anyone, whether they're vaccinated, they're not vaccinated, they're, you know, whatever, I think they're taking that as their excuse to not wear a mask. So I thought, oh, I wonder what I should do. When I was going into the post office, I thought, I wonder if I should wear a mask, or if, like, no one is going to be wearing a mask. And as we all know, I, take into account what people are going to think of me. So I decided not to wear a mask because I thought, you know what, I'm fully vaccinated and I'm not going to wear a mask. So I went in and no one was wearing a mask. So I guess, I don't know if I made the right decision or the wrong decision, but nobody was wearing a mask. And I went in and there was no machine. And so I talked to this lady that was in there and I said, oh, I need we're doing a passport thing. And the embassy said that you need to bring an envelope. And so she walked me through, I needed a priority envelope. It has tracking on it. And she gave me a label and all that. I thought they would print out the address nicely, like on the computer or whatever. No, she just handed me a label that we had to write on. And so I got all that. It didn't take very long at all. And I brought that back. And then I can't remember now. I had a couple of other things I needed to pack. I needed to do one or two other things, and I can't remember what they were, but I had a list of things that I needed to do, and I got all of them done. And then Mark and I went to the park, and we did our walk because we weren't going to be able to walk when we were in the car. And then we got lunch because I didn't have anything to cook. And so we got lunch, we went back home, we ate, and then we took the dog, we took Sydney to my parents' house, or I took Sydney to my parents' house while Mark took his shower and everything because he hadn't showered yet, and then came back, and then we left to go to Houston. I just remember the other thing I did when I programmed a special code in the garage keypad so that the handymen could get in to our garage because they were going to be doing the attic on Friday and we were going to be out of town. And when I programmed it, for whatever reason, it messed up both of our remotes. So then I had to figure out how to reprogram the remotes so that we could use those to get into the garage. So I did that, and the other things that I listed. So I had a pretty, I had a pretty productive morning getting ready. And then the drive, the drive was pretty much just a standard 9-hour drive. There wasn't really anything, Mark had said, I had understood him to say, that he did not care what time we arrived because we didn't have any set schedule or anything like that. And so I thought, you know, we were good. And we had talked about eating. Okay, where are we going to eat dinner? What are we going to do? Like, what are we going to, you know, are we going to sit down? Are we just going to order? He doesn't like to eat in the car. He doesn't like to eat. Not only does he not like to eat in the, you know, while driving, but he doesn't want to be sitting in the car to eat. He doesn't like the way it makes his car smell to have food in there. He doesn't like any of that. And so, but I had understood him to say, I want to sit down. I want a sit down restaurant and I don't care what time we're getting in. So I said, so we found this one place and I was like, okay, let's try this place. But we go in and it's called Cotton Patch. And we stopped in a town outside of Dallas because there was a lot of traffic in Dallas and we couldn't decide what we wanted to eat. So we went a little bit outside of Dallas and by then it was like 9 in the evening or something. And so we stopped in this other town and there were a couple of options. There was a Chili's and there were some fast food options, but I had understood him to say that he didn't want to do fast food. Again, we just have so much trouble communicating. And so, because I didn't care. Oh, that was not correct. Let's try that again. So I had, you know, understood completely wrong. Like everything that I understood was completely incorrect. So, you know, I was like, okay, I need to pick someplace that we can sit down. So Cotton Patch is a sit down. So we go in and there's nobody at the host stand and there are a bunch of people in there. There's nobody at the host stand. Somebody sitting at a table yells over to us, "Good luck." I'm like, oh my God. What do they mean? We have been standing there already for a couple of minutes. No host came up, nothing. They're like, "Good luck, man." You know, and so I said, "Well, what do you mean?" They said, "They're out of everything and they're super slow." So Mark and I looked at each other and I was like, "Oh, well, thanks for the info." And we kind of looked at each other and I was like, "Well, we could go to Chili's." And he said, "Yeah, I think that's a good idea." So we left and we went to Chili's. Well, we were able to get in to Chili's really quickly because we sat in the bar. I said, "Well, let's not wait on a table. Let's just sit in the bar because those are first come, first served," and they had a table. So we went right in and everything was going swimmingly. Well, then we order and we probably waited half an hour, if not more, for our food to come out. And Mark's like looking at his watch. And he's getting madder and madder and madder. And I'm like, "I thought you didn't care." And he said, "Yeah, I care. We may not be able to check in or something because, you know," I said, "you know, we have a check-in time and all this kind of stuff." And I said, "Well, I thought I would have selected something much faster if I didn't know." He's like, "Yeah, of course I care." I said, "But you wanted to sit down and, it just kind of, I do not know where we fail in our communication." And, you know, it tends to be me misunderstanding what he's saying. So I need to work. I guess I need to work on my understanding of people. I'm not really. And, you know, it's funny because I did not care. Like, I had no preference at all. We could have eaten at Bob's Discount Burgers. You know, we could have eaten in the car while driving. I would have been perfectly fine. But I was trying to do things to make sure that he was sitting down and in a restaurant and blah, blah, blah. And then he's just getting madder and madder and madder because we're having to wait. So we finally got our food and we ate and we left. And it was fine. We got to the hotel and we were able to check in. And so that was all. I mean, they didn't have... There's always a situation in hotels around drinks. And I don't mean alcoholic drinks. I just mean drink, like just a soft drink, water, whatever. Because I find that hotels nowadays, the vending machines usually are very expensive. And I'm sure they've always been expensive, but they're very expensive. And then also, they don't tend to have Diet Mountain Dew or Diet Dr. Pepper, which is my preference. They'll either have Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, and regular Mountain Dew sometimes, or they'll have Coke, Diet Coke, maybe Coke Zero or something. But then, you know, they Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Dr. Pepper are not things that I normally find at a hotel. And then a lot of times you have to have exact change. Sometimes they'll take cards, but a lot of times they're out of order. Well, their store was not open. Their vending machine didn't have what I wanted, so I wasn't able to get what I wanted to drink. But we were able to check in. That's the other thing. His Marriott app mentions a keyless key that's like on your phone. And they say you can check in on the phone. He checks in on the phone. It doesn't give you your room number. So you still have to go up to a person, even though you've air quotes checked in on your phone. And it never gives him a key. Like, we don't even know what it's talking about because he never has a way to open the door with his phone. So it seems pointless to me. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.